VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The killing of the Islamic State group's leader marks a big foreign policy win for U.S. President Donald Trump. But as AP Sagar Magani reports, the fight against the militants is not over.
The president says it was the biggest terror leader takedown ever.
This is the one that built ISIS and beyond, and was looking to rebuild it again.
But terror experts like Jenna Jordan say the group doesn't need to be rebuilt. Its ideology lives on despite losing its leader.
I definitely don't think that it's likely to bring about the group's demise.
It has a kill where you are message, encouraging followers to conduct attacks without taking orders from a central authority. That means U.S. forces will keep hunting key targets. Meantime, Syrian Kurdish forces say they joined American troops in an operation hours after al-Baghdadi's death that killed his right-hand man, the group's spokesman. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A former White House national security official defied a House subpoena Monday. Charles Kupperman failed to show up for a scheduled closed-door deposition after asking a federal court in Washington for guidance on whether he was legally required to do so. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says Democrats will not let the White House continue blocking testimony.
We go forward, now armed with additional evidence of obstruction, as well as additional inferences that can be drawn that this witness's testimony would further incriminate the president of the United States.
Democrats are investigating Mr. Trump's overtures to the Ukrainian government to pursue politically motivated investigations, as the administration was also withholding military aid to the country. Turkey's foreign minister says Kurdish forces in Syria have not fully withdrawn from the border territory, as agreed to in a Russia-brokered accord. Turkey will discuss the next steps with Moscow. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The European Union is giving Britain an extension to get a Brexit deal done. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Council President Donald Tusk says on Twitter the EU27 agrees it will accept Britain's request for a Brexit flex tension. The decision is expected to be formalised through a written procedure. Tusk's announcement comes as EU diplomats meet in Brussels to sign off on the new delay to Britain's departure from the bloc, which had been due in just 3 days' time on October 31. It's the second time the Brexit deadline has been changed since the 2016 referendum on Britain's departure from the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court heard on Monday that a global ring was involved in smuggling the 39 people whose bodies were found in a truck near London last week. The truck's driver, Maurice Robinson, appeared in court via video link today. He faces 43 charges in all, 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people. Meanwhile, Reuters' Emmer McCarthy reports the parents of one of the suspected victims believe their son was scammed into traveling to Britain.
Holding back tears, suspected truck victim Huang Van Tiep's mother says she believes her son was scammed into traveling to the UK. Tiep is thought to be among the 39 bodies found in a truck in Essex near London last week. 18-year-old Tiep had been working in France and was hoping to find work in a nail salon in the UK. British police are still working to identify the victims seeking assistance from the Vietnamese government. Beijing says it's also in close contact with Vietnam about the deaths.
That is Reuters' Emmer McCarthy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he expects to sign a significant part of the trade deal with China ahead of schedule, but he did not elaborate on the timing. Leaders of the world's two biggest economies are working to agree on the text for a Phase 1 trade agreement announced by Mr. Trump on October 11th. Thousands of people were ordered to evacuate some of Los Angeles's wealthiest neighborhoods Monday after a fast-moving brush fire ignited early on Monday morning. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says some homes have burned in the Santa Monica Mountains.
We have over 500 firefighters that are on the line right now in some of the most challenging topography of Los Angeles. I personally saw five homes that are on Tiger Tail that have been lost. But I saw them holding the lines there, and that has not spread further in the last couple hours.
Los Angeles Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas says local firefighters are concerned about the dry, windy weather conditions.
It's a dangerous season right now. The Santa Ana winds pick up historically in September and last through April. We have not had any significant rainfall for a period of time.
And that's the news for this hour. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Voice of OAN.